I'm Kristen Hetzel, vacation planner, world traveler, Disney foodie, and theme park fan.
I'm Al John Go. I'm the husband who's also Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel Comics fan. And together, we host a Disney List podcast.
Every week, you'll hear us list our favorite things about Disney theme parks, films, shows, travel, Marvel, and Star Wars in a top 10 list, rankings, and more.
That's an impressive list. Subscribe to the Disney List podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. You can even stream us on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and check out our live shows on Facebook. The Disney List podcast. Visit thedisneylist.com.
This is Big Bubba with the Dining at Disney podcast, and I am here with my man, Al John, who's going to tell you about this incredible travel deal to Walt Disney World. Al John, tell them all about it.
Yes. So Kristen will be joining us shortly, but in the meantime, I've got her deal ready because she is lovingly preparing deals for everybody that gives her an email, drops by. Because that's what she does. You can save up to $400 on a night, four-day room and ticket package over there at the Disney Resort Hotels at Walt Disney World. There's just a little bit more time left. You can celebrate the 50th anniversary before it ends, and you can do that most nights in December 11th through December 25th and through January 2nd all the way to February 28th. And then most nights, March 1st to March 30th. So there are some deals to be had. So go ahead and take advantage while you still can. And, of course, you'll be saving time and money and get to take advantage of so many great deals and so many great resort stays with Kristen booking you. And can't tell you, man, she's made so many people so very happy booking these deals. Yeah.
And how can people reach Kristen?
They can always email her at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com and they can go ahead and make that happen, right? Yes. I was going to say, yeah, just go ahead and email. This is what happens. Make it happen. Also, big ups to our friends at Shure. They provided some awesome microphones for us, the Shure MV7 podcast microphone. So thank you for sponsoring this episode. The legendary SM7B that I used in radio for nearly two decades is a cool mic. It's a broadcast standard, and they basically shrunk it down and put it in this mic that we're using for this podcast, the MV7. It has both USB and XLR outputs, which means that you can connect via USB if you're just hanging out using a computer to create content or doing voice calls like Zoom calls and professional stuff. But if you're taking that next level and have an interface, then it has an XLR output for you. And you hook that up, you get some cool software from them as well. The Shure Plus Motif app will help dial in that perfect tone so you can sound as big and warm as you want, and you'll let the microphone do the work for you. It's so easy. For more details, check out our show notes. And please check out our sponsors, Shure, at MV7 Podcast Microphone Kit at Shure, SHURE.com. You can also check out Gator Framework Studio because they have so many cool stuff for your studio or your home office. Stands, accessories for podcasters, content creators. They have lighting for you, AV equipment, and so much more. Check out the show notes at GatorFrameworks.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat R. Corey.
Welcome to Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Al John, producer Al John. I am a Disney parks lover as well as Marvel, Star Wars, and overall fan, traveler, and foodie. Joined by
Big Bubba here. I'm finally back after a couple weeks off. Glad to do the last show. Glad to be here. I am a magic key holder, freshly renewed magic key holder. We even got our new magnets in. Already got it on my car.
Nice
little blue magic key magnet that you get this time. And I will hopefully be a future Club 33 member. And I am a former CM, if anybody asks. I did security and Custodial is one of the funnest jobs at Disneyland. I will tell you that right now. So don't knock it till you try it.
Every role is a starring role, bub.
It is a starring role, but some about custodial where you're just, I don't know, just I guess the interaction with fans and with the fans. But
I always talk to the front line whenever I'm there with the cast members. They're tidying up, and it's always been a great interaction. It's always been super great. So I can only imagine, going around with your stuff, and then you always carry park maps with you, always trying to point people in the right direction because you're the most accessible people.
Exactly. That are
there. So you're always there to lend a helping hand. And usually a lot of the people in those roles, they know exactly where to go. They know what to do. They're just chock full of information. So always tag your custodial cast members, because they usually know the best.
And compliment your cast members too. If you see a cast member that does a great job, please compliment them. I believe you could do it now through the app, and just get those compliments out there for them hardworking cast members.
Oh, I always do. Right? We used to fill out comment cards all the time, and there's still cast members that we love visiting on our trip that are still there after like 16, 17 years of just going together. Awesome. It's insane. But anyway, we have a big show, bub. What are we talking about today?
Well, it is, I guess, Christmas time, talked about the last show. So goodbye, Halloween. Hello, Christmas. Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. we'll poke somewhere in the middle.
Thanksgiving, man. They always get the bum, the bum rap, man.
So, I know. Poor Thanksgiving's the middle child. It's just
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, man.
October's the cutest one, and Christmas is just December's the pretty one and stuff like that. Yeah, what's Thanksgiving? Just fall.
Yeah,
fall. Brown turkey. Brown leaves, brown gravy, brown turkey.
The belt buckle, the whole everything.
But no, Christmas time, and we are going to talk food for the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. This is your 2022 foodie guide.
I love it. So we have been to the Walt Disney World Resort during Mickey's Christmas Very Merry Christmas Party, which is always great. And I'm actually surprised that they actually still call it Very Merry Christmas Party. Because it's Christmas,
all holiday.
It's like
holiday that
very merry holiday party. It's like it just doesn't roll off the tongue as good. But you've also done Christmas there at Disneyland Resort, which is also a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah, can't wait to talk about that soon.
Yeah. So anyway, just to kind of get things started, they've got the Mickey Mouse Ornament Treat at Main Street Bakery, the Sweet and Savory Holiday Dinner Dog at Casey's Corner, just to name a few. So let's first off start over there at Magic Kingdom, and over there in Tomorrowland with
Tomorrowland.
Yeah, Auntie Gravity's Galactic Goodies.
Yeah. So I don't know if we started to mention the start date, November 8th.
Yeah, go for it.
All this deliciousness will start. Christmas parades, an appearance by Kris Kringle himself. So be ready for all that.
Yes.
So let's start at Auntie Gravity's.
Yes.
Which I still remember from a couple shows ago, Kristen realizing, oh, I get it. Anti-gravities.
I can't believe it.
Oh, what was that on the end of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Oh. French class. I get it. So I like that. French class.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Sorry. Anyway, Shock and Barrel Sunday. So once again, Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies. The Barrel Sundae is a festive vanilla cake, ice cream vanilla, or vanilla ice cream, backwards, talking like Yoda now, strawberry topping, whipped cream, and Christmas sprinkles with the Lock, Shock, and Barrel chocolate pieces. This is available throughout the party from November 8th to the December 31st. And during the Very Merry Christmas Party, the Mickey's Christmas Party. Sugar Plum Shake is a spiced sugar plum soft serve topped with cherry syrup, whipped cream, and sprinkles. November 8th to the December 22nd for this one. Casey's Corner, the Holiday Dinner Dog. All beef hot dog with cranberry mustard, savory stuffing, funnel cake, and cheese curds.
Wow.
Wow. That's a filler upper right there.
They top it high. They top it high. That's super cool.
That's when I looked at it. I'm like, that is a very delectable dog.
You know what? There's something about a good, you know, all beef hot dog there at Casey's Corner. I just love it.
Do they do bacon wraps over there?
I don't know.
Oh man, that's just. It's I'm just either. So you know what?
My go-to at Casey's Corner, just like you guys have Coca-Cola Corner, like
yeah,
is oh, the always. Chili dogs are amazing. It's always a hot dog or corn dog nuggets or something like that for me. And yeah, I know they have the chili dog and everything like that, but for me, that's just like the old. I just like that old food. That
and they do have a mac and cheese dog that's really good too.
Mac and cheese,
yeah. The Christmas tree cake is a red velvet brownie cheesecake with eggnog buttercream and spiced caramel topped with mini sugar Christmas lights, available from the November 8th to December 22nd. Cool Ship will have a polar bear claw, which is chocolate hazelnut pastry with white and dark chocolate, from November 8th to December 22nd. Friar's Nook. These curry brat tots are, I think I would enjoy these. These tots are topped with chopped bratwurst, curry ketchup, and apple slaw. I do love a good apple slaw too.
Yeah.
From November 8th to December 22nd. Tinkerbell's Cream Puff, which is a creamed puff and compressed carrot cake topped with spiced cream cheese icing, spiced walnuts, and chocolate wings. Sign me up for that one. I do love carrot cake. I don't know about you, but
love
man,
it.
Especially a nice spiced one. November 8th to December 22nd. Once again, these are all available during the Very Merry Christmas Party. So what else we got? Golden Oak Outpost. I'm going to try to say this without getting hungry. Fried pork tamale. Oh, I'm hungry. Never mind.
Too bad.
Served with Christmas style and red and green chili sauces and queso fresco.
That's legit.
Wow. Oh my God. And the picture just looks unbelievable and delicious. From the November 28th to the December 31st. The Chai Caramel Freeze, a salted caramel freeze with chai spiced whipped cream, from November 8th to December 31st. Like, you want to talk about Main Street Bakery?
You got it. They've got the cinnamon roll, which is a Mickey Mouse shaped cinnamon roll with white icing. Also available during the party. You also have the Mickey Mouse ornament treat, which is gingerbread mousse with crispy center and a spiced almond cake with brownie crumble. Whoa, that is brand new.
Wow.
And it's only available during the nights of the Christmas party.
Nah, yeah.
And then you have Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. It's got a Texas-sized sweet potato pie. Oh my godness, it's so good sounding. Sweet baked potato pie with marshmallow meringue and candied pecans. That is my jam.
We have to stop. I think we have to stop and just take a minute to admire that those words that you just read.
Texas size sweet potato pie. Hey, yeah, I'm all about it. I love it. Between that and candied yams, it's my jam.
I mean, just a sweet potato, a good size sweet potato. One of the restaurants I worked at a long time ago, we served sweet potato, brown sugar, melted the marshmallow on top of it, and just mounds of butter, and
you could put a whole stick of butter in there and just pass away and be like, my day's done. I'm going straight to heaven.
Paula Deen School of Cooking,
that's right. More butter, please. Over there at the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, we've got peppermint hot fudge brownie sundae, which is peppermint ice cream, hot fudge, and candy cane pieces served on a brownie. Heyo. Then you also have the candy cane hot cocoa, hot chocolate with peppermint ice cream, whipped cream, and candy cane pieces. That's very nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. And we'll get back with Kristen here in just a moment. We have over at Sleepy Hollow, one of our personal favorite places to go. It's not so hidden gem anymore, right there by the castle. But Sleepy Hollow Refreshments, you've got the funnel cake sundae, peppermint ice cream, M&M's, chocolate candies, and hot fudge served on a funnel cake. Gosh. Available only during the Merry Christmas party. So, you know, some of these are going to be seasonal, so you're going to get this service, during the entire season. But some of these are just for the party. You've got the Sandy Claus peppermint mouse moose treat. Let me say that again.
Nice.
Sandy Claus peppermint moose treat. White chocolate peppermint mousse with chocolate fudge center, chocolate Santa hat, and Jack Skellington face. Oh, yeah.
I'll take both those.
I love it. And then you also have the apple cider float, which is apple cider topped with a scoop of vanilla ice cream and sprinkled with cinnamon.
You know what they need with that instead of vanilla ice cream?
What's that?
Cinnamon ice cream.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, I just had this churro ice cream that was amazing the other night.
Oh, churro ice cream. Yeah. We're still working through our pumpkin pie ice cream that we have. But the churro ice cream sounds legit. I love a good hot crispy churro. Nothing beats it. Okay.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
Eat the Pictures is a bite-sized movie podcast. Every week, we look at the ways different movies, from classic horror to rom-com, use food to tell stories on screen. Food unites us all. Let's explore it piece by piece on Eat the Pictures. Stay hungry.
So now, Kristen has returned, and we're going to be talking about what's going on there at Sunshine Tree Terrace.
You were having a little problem saying Sunshine Tree Terrace.
I do.
Sunshine. It's a
Sunshine
twister.
Tree Terrace.
That's Sunshine like Tree me Terrace. With Liberty Tree Terrace.
Liberty Tree Tavern.
Tavern. Yeah. I always had problems with that one. Okay. So over at Sunshine Tree Terrace, Once Upon a Christmas Time tart is chocolate and cranberry tart with chocolate mouse ears. This is only available during the party. And then at various carts throughout Main Street, they're going to have the Christmas cookie churro, a churro served with a marshmallow cream, cookie crumbles, and Christmas sprinkles. Again, this one is going to be available November 8th through December 31st during regular park hours, as well as the Christmas party. So you can enjoy that throughout the holiday season. There'll also be the Christmas wreath donut, red velvet donut with green buttercream and holiday sprinkle decorations. And this is going to be available all the time. Decorations will vary, so it may not be the same one every time.
Hmm. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
How about that?
That is all of the delicious treats.
Wow. Well, it's really cool. I love Christmas at Magic Kingdom and at Disneyland. It's so much fun.
So this is a separate party, too. This is like their Christmas party.
Yes.
Kind of like, yeah. So separate ticketed events. So
exactly.
Please make sure.
Yeah. It's going to sell out. Yeah, it always does. Sure. Just like the Not So Scary Halloween party, or, you know, you guys have what do you call your Christmas party?
Again? Oh, the Oogie Boogie Bed. We don't have a Christmas party.
You don't have a Christmas party?
No, we have, of course, we have all the decorations, but Festival of Holidays at California Adventure with all the food booths.
Yeah, and you also, and you guys also have your, don't you guys do your candlelight processional too over there?
Candlelight processional too. I believe it's just one or two nights when I haven't heard anything about it yet. So I know we got Walt Disney. We talked about Walt Disney Worlds a couple weeks ago. So
yeah,
as soon as we get some info on that, I'll let you guys know.
It's a, it's a really cool event. There's nothing like visiting parks during the holidays. You know, unfortunately we don't have the cool overlays that you guys do for Haunted Mansion, which I love because they do it in Japan. So I was lucky.
Oh, really? They do it there too. The Jack Skellington.
Yeah. So I was there during the overlay where they did, Jack Skellington Nightmare takeover night at the Nightmare, and it was so good. And it's very similar. But you know, only thing we have is a jungle parade and the,
we don't have that anymore.
Oh, we don't have that anymore.
And you don't have the Osborne. Do you have the Osborne?
No, we don't have the Osborne lights anymore. Oh, man. No.
Wow, those were amazing.
Dude, Osborne lights. Yeah, well, that's lights.
Star Wars now. Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Never mind. Oh, Star Wars.
Well, they should. They should have light. They actually started doing the Life Day. Did you see the Life Day merch with the Chewy plush and the Life Day robe and everything?
Yes. The nice red robe holding
so
the orb.
So cool, man. Yeah. I love that.
So that'll be cool.
I think they should sell the Life Day poncho robes over there at so everybody could be festive and walk around. You know,
that would be. I would like to wear one of those.
Heck yeah, around. Man! No big That's deal. Nice. Just get it's just a Snuggie. You know, just get yourself a big red Snuggie. Get on into the park and be like, "Hey, I'm celebrating Life Day." You know, doing all that.
A collared red Snuggie. That's what we need to do.
There you. Go.
You know that chai caramel freeze from Golden Oak Outpost? Mm-hmm. That would be really good with some rum chata in it.
You see, take a drink.
Everything is almost good with rum chata in it, like that.
You know, Kristen's love of rum chata runs so deep, y'all.
I have family members that just live by it.
I love cinnamon. That's my thing. So that, yeah.
There are several menu items here that really sparked my.
I mean, we had to stop up for the sweet potato pie. We had
Texas sized sweet potato pie.
Marinate. We had to stop legit. And marinate on that a bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the tamales.
The tamales. Okay. Yeah. So that pork tamale served Christmas style with a queso fresco. I mean, you had me at pork tamale, pork tamale.
I don't like ketchup. In fact, I hate ketchup. I don't want it on anything. However, this curry brought tots that has the curry ketchup, I'd be willing to try
ketchup.
Yeah, with the apple slaw and the bratwurst. That sounds interesting.
That does really look good.
Yeah, it just can't be the generic ketchup. You have to like kick it up a few notches and, and add the different spices and things, because whether it's curry or banana ketchup or whatever.
It has to be a special ketchup.
Have banana ketchup. I have not. I haven't eaten it.
Yeah, banana ketchup?
Yes. You've ever tried the banana ketchup? It's from the Philippines.
Oh, it is?
No, from the
Mine's from the Caribbean.
Oh, you have it in the Caribbean?
Yeah. We have a bottle of it.
Yeah. Yeah, used to. Well,
I haven't tried.
Grew up on the banana ketchup there. If anyone out there is Filipino, you know what I'm talking about.
It doesn't taste like ketchup. It tastes like bananas.
It's kind of like ube. You know, not a whole lot of.
I think I've had that then.
Ube's kind of migrated into the public consciousness now, but it was a big Filipino thing for so long.
Oh,
like boba. Boba was around for many years with tapioca pudding balls, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, "Oh, boba crazy." You know, and it's been going on for 15, almost 20 years now with the boba stuff. So
just when you thought boba was dead, he comes back.
He comes back. Boba. Boba Fett. Anyway, okay, here we go. I think
is
we're wrapping
like
it up.
Boba and feta cheese together?
Oh, boba feta cheese?
Mm-hmm. Ugh, that's boba feta cheese.
Kind of weird. Oh, all kinds of weird combinations.
Hey, people eat weird combinations of things.
They certainly do. Hey, look, the time's out.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification button. Thanks so much for those of you supporting the show, giving us all those likes and everything. You can also continue to support us by shopping our links to Amazon, Disney Store, and Garden Grocer that you can find at diningatdisney.com. And for those of you that listen via Anchor, you can also be a donor over there and support the show that way for as little as 99 cents a month.
Be like our producer friend, Lindsay. She is the... She's a producer of this show. Thanks. She's earned that title. I love it.
So, Bubba, you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
You can find me at on Instagram at diningatdisney.com. Or not at Disney. At big_Bubba_B.com. I'm not even here right now. Yeah,
he's
big_Bubba_B. Instagram. You can find
all
of our content. I grabbed my cat, Maury.
Which kitty? That was Maury.
This one's Maury.
Hey, Maury. Maury's pretty.
She's a feisty one. She just wants, she kind of likes being held, but.
Podcat.
Podcat. Big _Bubba_B. Me and Kristen, diningatdisney.com. Go to all of our social media pages, Yahoo, Instagram, Yahoo. I'm all Yahoo. I'm sitting on Yahoo.
On Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Old Yahoo messengers. But we're everywhere. Just type in Dining at Disney and you'll see all of our good content.
If you go online, if AOL.com, you can check AOL. Out keyword Dining at Disney.
Remember, use your free hours you get with your disc.
Exactly.
Well, and so before we forget, Kat, everybody can find Kat at Kat_Astrophe.
Kat_Astrophe.
Catastrophe. And Kat, eat the pictures. Podcast, but we'll talk about that. Yeah, Kurt, go ahead, Al John. End the show for
you
us.
You can find me, Al John, on Instagram. That's where you can find me on Instagram. AOL handle, yes, Al John Rocks, old school Jedi Mouseketeer. You know,
I never had AOL.
AOL Instant Messenger. Yeah, whatever.
You know, you have a MySpace at least.
I look for a MySpace. Okay. It doesn't even look like, I don't even know what it looks like. It's just a blank space. MySpace is, I don't know, man.
It's like going to a cemetery.
MySpace got snapped away just like Tony Stark. So anyway, if you enjoy this podcast, check out our friends at the Disney List. That's me and Dave Bossert. Or I'm sorry, Disney List. My God. This is live, right? No second chances. Check out the Disney List with Kristen and myself. You can check out the Skull Rock Podcast that handles pop culture and Disney with my friend Dave Bossert. You can also check out our friend Kat, who is here with us in spirit, like a Jedi ghost.
Yes, you, Kat.
That's right. Bite-sized podcast of film and food called Eat the Picture. So be sure to subscribe for that. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, as well as the other groups there, for Dining at Disney and the Friends of Dining at Disney, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. You can also check them out at EzraSounds.com. Until next time, on behalf of Kristen, Bubba, and myself, I'm producer Al John. Bon appetit.
The information and bon appetit expressed in this podcast
Bono appetit.
All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Bon Scott. Bon appetit.
Bon Scott appetit.
James Bond.
Bon Jovi.
Gold Bond.
What's the Duran Duran guy? Simon Le Bon.
Le
Bon.
Simon Le Bon appetit. I had it earlier in my head, and it just all of a sudden went.
Simon Le Bon appetit.
Appetit. Bon appetit.
I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast, as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.